And it's been so long since I've done that. It's been so long since I've tasted another woman and made her moan and gasp and kissed and fondled and enjoyed.
Fingers through my hair and then went, oh fuck. No, it's not what you think. Who am I talking to? Oh, this is so embarrassing. Daddy, there's things that I just can't say to your face, and I don't even know if I've got the guts to send you this voice note. Play it. No, please don't. Please, Daddy, please don't. Please don't make me play it. Wait. Okay, fine.
Hi, Daddy. It's me. Oh, God, this is so embarrassing. God, why do I feel so shy? Honestly, I've said filthier things to your face. Okay, what's the time limit for these? Anyway, so, Daddy, in a few weeks, it's my birthday. I feel so filthy. Wait, oh, maybe I should delete this. No. I won't get it unless I ask for it. So, Daddy, I've been thinking. There is so much in my mind I'd like to share with you, but my gooey, stubborn little girl brain wants me to stay your precious little one. I don't want to change or ruin things. Oh God, I don't want you to see me differently, and I'm so scared about how I feel about me if I let myself do or say or enjoy these things. But you know your perfect sweetheart is a filthy little deviant at heart, and I think and I hope that's what you love about me. So, Daddy, I have a request for my birthday. I'm asking for something big. It's something huge, and maybe it's too much. I know you love to spoil me. And when I tell you that this time spoiling me is not doing something to me, but for me, I really hope you'll understand me and that you'll still love and indulge. Daddy, when I say to you that when I feel appreciated and loved, that you could have everything, I mean it. So, what I'm asking for. Oh God, I'm I actually feel sick. I'm so embarrassed. Oh, Daddy, if you were here, you'd see how red my cheeks are. Just like flaming shame has crept its way up my body. Now I have electric butterflies living in my tummy. Daddy, I have been watching videos and reading absolutely debauched, filthy stories, and the things in them set my mind on fire. But I think my need to keep your respect outside of all of this in our real life. My need to stay your equal and not to debauch or debase myself so far that I lose my own self-respect makes me so afraid. I just have this need and desire to stay perfect for you, to be just the right amount of filthy, and to be just the right amount of shy and naive and pretty. And it means that what I so desperately want to tell you is just stuck in my throat. Okay, I'm just gonna say it. Daddy, I know you're a man of the world, and I know and trust that you understand the world that we like to play in, and that what I'm gonna ask is a big ask, but that you're capable and hopefully even an enthusiastic and willing participant. Daddy, I want you to find someone for you, for us. I think this is the worst part. I want them to be like me, body and spirit. She should be smart and quick and funny, and taller than average, but not too big and not too small, and have long red hair, and my face. I want to see my face looking back at me. Fair skin and clear, overly expressive blue eyes, with high cheekbones and pouty full lips that just might lisp ever so slightly over some words. I want to see my face looking at you while you ask it to do filthy, terrible things, and to take more than I'm willing to give. I want you to play. I want to watch you play. But I want to still be the center of your world. And I, in all of this, I get to stay pristine and smooth, unblemished and unruined. My makeup will be perfect. My stockings free of tears, and it won't be my cheeks that are stained by tears. Oh God, I feel so... So, this me, this daddy's doppelganger, I want you to bring her here into our home. I want to watch you pamper and coddle her and shush her and soothe her. I want you to play in our bed. I want you to lull her into a state of languid comfort and compliance. And then I want you to ask too much of her. Daddy, you are big and she is small, and you tell her that if she loves you and wants to make you happy, she'll have to take it and more. I want you to become obsessed with how much she can take, and say to her that you can't be happy until it's her limit and beyond. Oh, my mind is racing. And Daddy, oh, I feel evil. We have drawers and drawers full of toys of all sizes, and maybe I can just sit there and I can hand them to you and they'll get bigger and bigger and you'll become more and more obsessed with just how much you can stretch a tiny little pussy. And maybe you'll even want to use your hands or your oh God, I can't even say it. I don't think I've ever thought or said such filthy things. She'll whimper and she'll whine and cry and beg, and you'll tell her that it's still not enough. But Daddy, it's okay, because inside I'll know that she wanted it, and she can say no and leave, and that I can still trust and love you. Maybe you'll just have that tiny touch of cruelty that you can have, and you'll pull and pinch at her nipples and grab and bruise her in that lovingly condescending way that you have, and you'll shush her, maybe call her a silly little thing and say, oh, I know, but maybe you'll get fed up with the whining and in your own gentle way find something for her mouth. Maybe it could be my underwear. Maybe you'll have to restrain her with your belt or my stocking. And when you're finally satisfied and she has caught her breath, she'll tell you she's so tired and sore, and you'll sternly tell her that Daddy needs his satisfaction and he needs to be made happy. And I can watch you soothe and fuss and please her. And maybe I can lie next to you while you enthusiastically lick her pussy. And you make all those hungry, satisfied noises I love so much. I can watch you. You can have a long, slow fuck. Maybe over and over again. And Daddy, she'll tell you she's so tired and so sore, but she'll still beg for your cum, and you'll spend it wherever you want. And then when everyone is exhausted and filthy and sated, I want to scrub you both clean in the shower, covering your body with kisses. We'll use my favourite soap, and the smell will follow us into our bed. God, I feel like that's all so obscenely wholesome after all the things I've just said. And then when everyone is all clean and tired and fulfilled, I want to lay in bed with you and her and just spend hours eating her out. She'll be so sore and puffy and tired. And it's been so long since I've done that. It's been so long since I've tasted another woman. Made her moan and gasp and kissed and fondled and enjoyed. Oh, and you can can praise me and run your fingers through my hair. And then went, oh fuck. Hi.